episode of Injury Time, and like always, it's me, Naveen, and the company of Sandeep.
Hello.
So Sandeep, this is a special episode, isn't it? Could you tell our listeners more about it?
In this episode, we have an exclusive interview with John Johnson, the Bangalore SC defender. He was kind enough to give us like 20 minutes of his time on a very busy schedule.
Exactly. Johnson, the longest serving foreigner, guy who's been with the club since its very inception.
So it was really nice of him. I'm happy that the club and the players are all interested in helping us with the podcast. So
thank you to
the club, to Kunal, to Akash, to John.
Exactly.
So let's go ahead with the interview,
isn't it? Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Injury Time, a football podcast that takes a closer look at the beautiful game in India and across the world. And this time on the episode, we have a very special guest, John Johnson from the Bengaluru FC. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
John, a new season under a new coach, and how's it been so far?
Yeah, it's exciting. Obviously, new coach, new ideas. Everybody's come back fresh and excited to start the work ahead of the long season. The sessions have been good. A lot of new stuff, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of hard work, and plenty more to do.
But before coming in, a lengthy off-season for you, much deserved one after the triumphant season last time round. How was it back home?
It was nice. Obviously, we had a successful season. It's always nice to go away after a successful season. So I enjoyed my time off. We had a couple of holidays, see my family, spend time with my girlfriend. So, yeah, it was nice.
Now, coming back under Albert Shuka, what do you make of the coach? You have had some time under him as a coach. What do you make of him?
Yeah, the first couple of days we've had has been good. He's got some good ideas, and his sessions have been very intense and good for us, you know, some fresh ideas, like I said. But it's exciting times, and obviously as time goes on, we'll get to know each other and get to know the team and how we're going to shape up and stuff. But at the moment, early days, it's very good and positive.
And what about the boys? Same bunch again, but you...
Yeah, same. All the boys are the same, come back excited, still the same group of boys. We'll probably get a few more additions from some new players, some new foreigners, and maybe some new Indians too, so... looking forward to that.
Same bunch, but one person who's missing this time around is Curtis Osama. How much do you miss him?
Curtis is not there. I miss him quite a lot. He was my roommate and all, so we spent a lot of time together, but Curtis has gone on a different path now. He's back home playing in the UK, so good luck to him, you know, and we all wish him very well.
Did you end up meeting him when you were back home?
No, he was when I was down there, he was away, and when I was home, he was away. We hadn't seen each other, but I said to him, next time we'll get a break, we'll meet up and have a chat and a coffee.
And looking into this new season, the AFC Cup quarterfinals coming up, one big match for the Bengaluru FC. How is the team preparing and what are your personal preparations like?
Well, obviously at the moment we're just trying to get our fitness up and we're looking to just get as fit as possible. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the game. We know it's a massive game, it's exciting, the boys will get excited. Closer to the time, obviously, we'll start preparing a bit more and we'll know more as far as team shape and everything. But for now, it's just about getting out of fitness, getting a feel for the ball, getting an understanding of the new coach and the coach getting a new understanding of us.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, no problem.
Horrible traffic.
That's something that Bangalore always surprises you with.
I've been stuck in the traffic a few times.
Oh,
it seems to be a lot more.
Makes you feel more in India than in
Indian. Yeah, exactly.
I was just stuck right here for the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I told him, just get off and just go ahead, I'll find my way. Some guy was lucky and nice enough to move aside for me to go.
Let you through.
Yeah.
Moving on, it's time.
John, the major thing I wanted to ask you was, you were the first foreign player that BFC signed, and you are the longest serving foreign player. So how does that make you feel, like you're going forward again?
Obviously when I first came, it was very exciting because it was a new adventure for me, and then things levelled out, you know, we got down to business, we had a first successful season, then I'd say the second was successful too, with winning the Federation Cup and runners up the league, and obviously last season was successful again. So it was very exciting at first, and then it became normal. And again, I feel like I've got a new excitement again with the new coach, you know, the new club going a different direction, the whole new idea. So I feel like I'm back to square one, where I'm excited again about to get started. So I'm looking forward to it.
And when you came to India, we spoke when in the first year here, you had not much idea about Indian football as such. And now, 3 years down the line, what's your opinion on Indian football?
Well, I feel when I first come, I definitely feel the standards improved in India. I feel the players have got a lot more fitter and more professional in the game just in the 3 years I've seen. It is obviously a growing sport, and I feel like it is heading in the right direction. In terms of our club, I only think like we've moved forward from the first time I come. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't really think of an example. But I just feel everyone's improving and the whole game is moving in a better direction.
Then you spoke about Nassim Curtis being part of BFC, but another person who was really close to you was Ashley Rashford, the guy who brought him into the club. He's also not there. So how much of an absence is he when you walk into BFC this time?
Obviously, Ashley's he's a great character. You know, he's a great manager for us, and we had a successful period. We were good for each other. But we move on. You know, it's a fresh beginning. We've got a new coach. Everyone's excited. He has his own ideas, and we're very much looking forward to see what he brings to help us and what we can do to help him. So it's exciting times for the club.
And your personal relationship with Ashley, you guys played together in Northampton.
Yeah, we played together for a
while. And so you played with him. I think you were even the captain during that time.
Yeah, I was the captain.
So you captained him, and then he came in and called you and became the coach. So what is the dynamic change, and how different is he as
it? Well, it's just a professional game, isn't it? You know, he understands me as a player, and you, like, we were both professionals, you know, and he's a coach. Then it happens often in football in the UK. You know, a lot of young managers come through, played with players, it happens. So for us, it wasn't really a big deal, and it was what it was, you know. And like I say, we had a successful time together as manager and player, so it was good all round.
How different was he as a player and as a manager, at least in terms?
As a player, he was a bit more, I'd say he had a bit more of a temperament, you know. When he became manager, he was a bit more cool-headed, even though, you know.
He calmed down, really?
Yeah, he calmed down.
He calmed down.
No, it's his passion, you know. He's driven for the game. He's very passionate about it. He just never wants to lose. He always wants to win, and he always wants to be the best, and he always wants to keep improving. So that's what makes him a good manager.
If you could just say about how you started in football, and then your journey through Middlesbrough. Oh, we'll get to Middlesbrough in the Premier League soon.
Well, basically, I just used to play with my friends. I got scouted for Middlesbrough at the age of 9, and I joined Middlesbrough in 1998. I think I was 9 years old, and ever since then, I was played for all through the academy at Middlesbrough, representing all age groups, and then obviously in two up until I started training with the first team, made one appearance for the first team, and then a couple of substitutes, and then basically after that I just went on loan and then come to India after that. So that was my little journey.
A new chapter for you.
Over here in Asia. So,
and just to give an idea to the listeners who are listening to this, as a player, you were in Middlesbrough, and you know, you were playing, I think you played FA Cup against Chelsea and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How important is going on loan? Because a lot of times I see they don't really come back.
Yeah,
and
well,
the change in managers as well.
Yeah, well, I always feel if you're a young player, you need to play games, you know, you need to grow up fast in the UK, especially in the UK, you know, it's very competitive, you have a lot of leagues, you know, so I always feel it's good for a young player to go out on loan. Like, I remember when I come on against Chelsea in the Premier League, and it was an experience that I'll never forget, you know, I'll always keep that. But then after that, I really thought going out on loan was what really helped my career. You know, you're playing with players who are playing, you know, for the families, the kids, you know, to pay bills, and it's more realistic football. And then you go back to your club, you know, and you feel like you've come back a bit more mature as a person and as a footballer. So I do feel it's vital for young players to go out on loan, especially.
Well, it's true, I think, when they say that football is just—it's more than just a game.
Yes, definitely. Going out of your comfort zone, you know, you're from your hometown, stepping outside, living somewhere else, living on your own, meeting new people, you know, it's all these things, just as a person, as well as improving your football and getting to know how football works further down the leagues, etc.
And Middlesbrough Youth Academy is actually a very famed youth academy. They had an N number of players coming through. So
yeah, they've produced a lot of their Premier League footballers over the past decade, you know. They've had a lot of success, you know, and rightly so, because they put a lot of hard work in, and they put a big emphasis on the grassroots and the youth development over there in Middlesbrough in the UK. So yeah.
And now finally, Middlesbrough is back in the Premier League. How excited are you?
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's a team I support. It's my team. And it's my hometown. So everybody, it's only a small town in the UK, so everybody's buzzing, and I'm excited. So I've got a couple of jerseys for the boys here to wear. So
that is a
commitment.
Yes, when Middlesbrough on the TV, they'll be I'll maybe put the jerseys on and watch it. So we're all Middlesbrough fans now, yeah.
Talking about Middlesbrough only, they made some excellent signings. Who are you most keen to watch playing for Middlesbrough?
He's made a few. Obviously, Negredo was the main one, the striker they got, the old Man City striker. So that was a great signing. Obviously, they brought in an experienced goalkeeper, Valdez. They brought in Fischer, who's an exciting for my
ex. I'm
excited to see him. Obviously, they got Gaston Ramirez back from Southampton, which was a bonus because he was probably our best player in the second half of last season. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the team gels together. I still think they need a defender, stopper back. Maybe if you can give me a call, but they need a defender, so an experienced defender, I think, and now the team's shaping up nicely. It's quite exciting.
I think their transfer business has been the best in the Premier League.
Yeah,
the way they've signed, especially Gaston Ramirez.
Yeah.
I didn't think he would actually come back.
Good, yeah, it was good to get him back. Yeah. Must have paid him a lot of money.
So, in football, what would you say is your best and worst moment?
The best? Probably the best moment, I was always winning trophies, so I'd say the last trophy we won, it's always the freshest trophy. So the last one we won was probably my best moment. The worst, I'd still have to go back to that moment of a gang game, because it still haunts me today, like 4 minutes away from doing the double that season would have been fantastic, and to lose it off a set player, which is so annoying. It still gets me annoying today.
You were the one who got the BFC.
Yeah, I scored for us, we won the BFC.
And the best part was, this just the day before, the two of us had interviewed.
Yeah,
you said you wanted to score.
I hadn't scored all season, and you said you had to score, and I said, don't worry, I'll score tomorrow.
And you were really excited, and Kunal came running, and he's like, you don't need to
stay. I was saving it for that game. It wasn't meant to be, but yeah, that's my worst moment, because it still makes me angry today.
Well, if you look at the first league win and the second league win, which is in the third season, which one do you think was harder? Because first one, there was no expectations, but you proved everyone wrong. And the third one, insane expectations.
Yeah, I feel definitely that the last one was the much harder one. But, because the first season, we were a team who was new, nobody knew us. So we went out there, played our stuff with zero pressure. And then all of a sudden, we became the best team in India. And then the second year, everyone was trying to beat us. So it's much harder when teams tend to come Bangalore, and up the game 10% or 20%, because they're playing the best team in India. So it's definitely more difficult, when teams come and don't want to win the game. They come and think, oh, we'll just try and take a point. So games can become tough and frustrating. So I definitely think the freshest trophy was the most best one for me.
Jono, if there's one thing that has always stood out, is the family kind of atmosphere that the team has here. So how much has that influenced when it comes to the play on the field?
Yeah, definitely. Players build their bonds with each other, and you get players mixing together, and everyone feels comfortable speaking to each other. And players talk, we all live together, so they talk about the game, and people try and understand each other. So it's very important for understanding on the pitch, understanding off the pitch. You get to know characters and how they're playing, what their strengths and weaknesses are. So it's very good, and it's important for team morale, to all get along.
And the fans?
The fans have been magnificent, they've always been there from day one, it's been fantastic to have them around, and they're so creative with the stuff, the songs, and the bands.
I need to ask you this, do they make you feel at home?
Definitely. I've been asked this a couple of times, they do make me feel at home, and I really enjoy it, it's like I say, they're so creative with the stuff they come up with, it's brilliant to watch, and sometimes it's feeling a bit of pressure, and you look up and you see a new banner, and you feel relaxing a bit.
That's English.
Well, when you're coming from England, you must have seen that kind of fan base and
there's a lot, obviously, and especially the Premiership and the Championship, they have big crowds,
right.
the creative with the songs and stuff, it's good. But over here, it's matching, it's very good, I'm enjoying the fans here, very good.
Sticking to the BFC family, your skipper had his birthday a few days back. What was it like? What was the party like?
It's pre-season, so there wasn't no party going on. Everyone's got their heads on for hard work. We went for a meal to the Marriott, so we had a buffet dinner there that about six of us went, so that was nice. So we just had a nice meal to celebrate his birthday. He's 37?
Stick to the pre-season.
No, he's 32, isn't he?
Earlier it was, obviously, you were known as a prankster in the group. I've spoken to quite a few of the others, and Sean Rooney especially said you are the biggest prankster in the room. So anything you can share with us that you make people do? I've heard stories from Chetri.
Oh, I haven't, not much. I remember once, Sean Rooney's a bit of a prankster. embarrassed. I remember once when Ricardo, he grew a long black ponytail and he was just stood there watching the game. I remember Sean Rugby walking up behind him with a pair of scissors and cut it off. And he actually went to the dressing room and cried for a bit. Very angry. There's been a couple of moments, but I can remember that one off the top of my head, but that was Sean. It was funny.
Nothing that you did.
Nothing that happened. Mine was secret. Too X-rated.
Like
the
Sean Dobbs.
Yeah, that was pretty mean actually. So, what does John Johnson do to unwind?
Say again.
What do you do to unwind?
Unwind? I normally just go home. I like to watch a lot of movies and TV series, you know, I watch a couple of them. I used to read the first couple of years, but I've stopped reading the past year. I used to enjoy that. I go back at home in the summer, I play a bit of golf, you know, just to relax and play golf with my friends. So that, but I don't seem to get time to play. We're always busy travelling or resting. So, yeah.
So any favourite sitcoms?
At the minute, I'm watching Empire, which is a music one, which is not too bad. Game of Thrones. I've just finished Game of Thrones. That was very good. It was interesting. Last
episode was just brilliant.
Yeah, I won't say anything because I don't want to spoil it for people who are listening.
I think anybody who's interested has seen it by now.
There's a couple like.
We actually have a friend in the media who waited for the entire 10 thing to come out before he watched the whole thing. He's like, I don't want to wait, watch on and wait for a
week. I'm normally the same. I like to wait till there's at least two or three series out before I start watching, so yeah, I can't blame for that.
And favourite bands?
Favourite bands? Favourite bands? The last one I watched, Arctic Monkeys. I went to watch
that.
Arctic Monkeys, yeah, I watched them in Finsbury Park in London, so I watched that. It was a great show, so especially the new stuff. I like the new album, Arctic Monkeys. That's very, very good. I like them.
John, we also know that this time around you were in France for the Euro.
Yeah, I went to France.
You were?
Experience. Which matches? Which matches?
First, I went to the England v Russia game, then the second, I went to watch Switzerland v Romania, and then the last game, I watched England v Wales up in Lons.
Oh, you were there for the match?
Yeah, I went.
How was it? Like, I'm sure they're disappointed with England's performance, but that Wales match, how was
especially.
No, that was a great day, you know, it was a good performance, you know, because before the game, all the England fans and Wales fans were mixing up and phone singing. It was brilliant, it was a good atmosphere. And then obviously the game was brilliant because England won it in the last minute. There's no better way to win a game than in the last minute. So I got the win and yeah, the party continued after.
You didn't watch the Iceland game, did you?
Yeah, I watched the Iceland game on holiday. I was on a holiday with my family in Bulgaria, so I was sat in a small restaurant watching it and I was just hanging my head in shame. And I think I actually just walked home in a mood. left my family stranded.
That's a horrible game. So, are you excited with the new appointment,
Sam Allardyce? Yeah, well, I feel England have tried. They've tried everything. They've tried Sven, Goran Eriksson, Capello, foreign coaches. They've tried McLaren, Roy Hodgson, the up-and-coming England best. So, I think Sam Allardyce is more of a character that the players will respect. You know, he's not known for being a tactical genius, but he's known for being a good person who people get along with and respect. So, I think it's a different angle to go out and maybe he could bring us some success and yeah, I wish him all the best and hopefully he can bring me some smiles rather than some tears.
No,
you're
the English fan.
I'm also an England fan.
So how long to me?
98, and it's been just disappointment.
Since France 98.
Yeah, I saw Michael Owen's goal against Argentina and I was like, oh,
yeah,
this is
a special goal. Yeah.
Then we started playing FIFA and then all the top players were in England. And every year my friends, when they're mathematically eliminated or eliminated in knockouts, they message me and call me and say, yeah, it's so stupid.
My phone goes off.
Am I?
No,
go
on.
No.
Are we done?
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
I know it was busy.
Cheers.
Thank you very much. All the best for the rest.
Thanks
a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that was Jono speaking to Injury Time for the first time. And what did you make of it?
But it's like always fun conversation with him. Over 3 years, he's always been, you know, one of those nice guys.
And the guy you heard in the conversation is exactly what.
Yeah, he's exactly the right guy. Like that is him as a person, very chilled out, very level-headed. So, again, thank you to the club and to the player. And in the future episodes, we'll try to bring more player interviews into the podcast.
Definitely.
Not just Bangalore FC. Hopefully, we can talk to other clubs whenever once the I League starts and whatever. So, Let's keep
people posted on our Facebook page. Do follow us there to know more about Injury Time and more episodes that
yes, the Facebook page is called Injury Time.
You can find it out there and to know more about what Injury Time is and what we do here.
Yeah, and we'll have another episode out later in this week, just before the Premier League, with looking forward to the Premier League and stuff. So,
That would be another interesting episode, but that's later.
So I think for the time being, that's
this all, is all we have
yeah.
from our end, and hope you enjoy this episode. And
just we had a lot of fun talking to him, so I hope you have fun listening to what he had to say.
Definitely. Have a great week, and do stay tuned for new episodes on Injury Time. Till then.
Thank you. Have fun.